All right, so the top court, we've been asking for your gut reaction to the Supreme Court decision yesterday, but if you're watching either CNN or Fox, your gut reaction may have been different from your reaction like 2 minutes later. This is what the Fox reported just seconds after the ruling is coming down.
Oh, boy.
We have breaking news here on the Fox News Channel. The individual mandate has been ruled unconstitutional.
He says the individual mandate cannot be sustained under Congress's power to regulate commerce. That means the mandate is gone. Chief Justice John Roberts writing this.
And this is what was playing on CNN.
First reading, we're still going through the reading, the opinion, but I want to bring you the breaking news that according to producer Bill Mears, the individual mandate is not a valid exercise of the Commerce Clause. So it appears as if the Supreme Court justices have struck down the individual mandate, the centerpiece of the health care legislation.
It may have appeared that way to CNN, but in fact, Chief Justice Roberts didn't think the health care law worked under the Commerce Clause. He upheld it anyway as a tax, as many of us now know. So the headline that covered the bottom of the CNN screen for several minutes, Supreme Court kills individual mandate, was, let's say, the opposite of the truth. Joining us now is Brian Stelter, who's media reporter for The New York Times and former editor of the news-related blog TVNewser.com. So, Brian, how did this happen? How could both of these networks get this so very wrong?
It seems to me that the reporters and the producers started to read through the ruling. They read the first couple of paragraphs. They didn't keep reading, because if they had read about four more paragraphs into the document, they would have seen that, in fact, there was a signal in it that this was upheld and that there was a way, according to the Chief Justice, that the individual mandate is constitutional. They just didn't keep reading.
And what's at the heart of this? Is this really just about who gets the headline out first? Is that what caused the problem?
It is the constant race to be first, because competition oftentimes does make journalists better. CNN is better because of Fox. Fox is better because of CNN. But in a case like this, all of the cautionary notes that were given to the staffs in advance fell by the wayside. This is typical human error. But I found it very surprising, because CNN in particular, CNN is the one that really embarrassed themselves the most, because they were wrong for 6 minutes. CNN is actually very sensitive to this issue. They always tell their staff before election night, take your time, don't be first, just be right. And in fact, they've been criticized for being slow on primary nights. So the fact that they were so fast yesterday was quite surprising.
Well, CNN actually issued an apology. Markedly, Fox News did not. In fact, Michael Clementi, who's the executive vice president of news at Fox, said, "We gave our viewers the news as it happened. Fox reported the facts as they came in." What do you make of that?
Right. That's the difference between Fox and CNN in a nutshell. Fox does not apologize for anything. I think it's pretty fair to say. They say that what happened was, when they heard some news, they reported it. When they got more information, they reported it. That's just a style of the network. It's the way Roger Ailes operates.
Well, I wonder, Brian, if you think this is, in the end, just going to kind of besmirch CNN and Fox, or does this have implications for the reputation of the entire journalism industry?
I think it's confined to CNN and Fox. I think most of the media got it right yesterday. I made a point of making that the lead of my story, to point out that we oftentimes find that people lump the media, quote-unquote, the media in together. And that's unfair to do, in the same way we shouldn't lump other groups together. Most of the media actually took their time yesterday, tried really hard to get it right, and deserves credit for that. But I do think when people talk about CNN, and to a lesser extent when they talk about Fox, this will be a talking point. This will be a legitimate criticism to remind people and say, well, remember how they messed that one up.
The 6 minutes that will live in infamy, at least in the halls of CNN. Brian Stelter.
That's right.
He's a media reporter for The New York Times. Thanks so much, Brian.
Thank you.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With 3 updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.